Heads up, Chicago. Another presidential TFR starts tomorrow. The NTSB finds 24 lessons in the miracle on the Hudson. And border states want Border Patrol UAVs in the air right now. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, May 26th, 2010. The Memorial Day weekend is almost upon us. And after a tough winter in the upper Midwest, this probably seems like a great weekend for pilots in the Chicago area to brush the winter cobwebs out of the cooling fins and re-aviate. But check for NOTAMs before you take off. President Obama is in town. The TFR will be in effect from tomorrow through Monday. The actual times for activation had not been determined as of our deadline, so the FAA recommends that all aircraft operators check NOTAMs frequently for possible changes and updates to the TFR prior to operations within the region. And it's not just about the flying. All flights departing Midway Airport, for example, will have to be searched by the TSA airline style. Get full details in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. When U.S. Airways Flight 1549 lost both engines and ditched in the Hudson River last year, those well-versed in aviation safety commented that loss of all engines in a bird strike on an airliner is almost unheard of. But the National Transportation Safety Board has included training requirements for low-altitude loss of all engines in a list of 24 recommendations following the accident. Also on the list, NTSB thinks the FAA should be requiring manufacturers which are, quote, applicants for aircraft certification to demonstrate that their ditching parameters can be attained without engine power by pilots without the use of exceptional skill or strength, unquote. There were also some recommendations related specifically to Airbus airplanes, and applicable recommendations were passed along to EASA. The board has also recommended that the U.S. Department of Agriculture work with the FAA to encourage development of innovative technologies to reduce the likelihood of bird strikes on aircraft. There used to be a question about when UAVs would be allowed to operate in the U.S. national airspace. Now, the only question remaining is how quickly they will be integrated. At least one Texas congressman wants it to be very quick. Representative Henry Cuellar admits it was only last week the FAA approved the limited use of UAVs by Customs and Border Protection to patrol the U.S.-Mexico border between Arizona and Texas. But he's already met with the FAA to push it further. Quote, "Now we need clearance for the remaining 1,200 miles of the Texas southern border. These aircraft will increasingly become a familiar means for providing homeland security," unquote. He wants CBP to be able to add additional Predator B patrols across Texas to the Gulf Coast, missions which typically last 20 to 30 hours. The FAA remains concerned. Spokesman Lyle Lunsford commented, quote, "The FAA has moved cautiously in this area because of concerns about the ability of these aircraft to operate in an environment where other non-military aircraft are present," unquote. Up next on ANN, FAA says, careful what you toss up on the glare shield. India makes the first flight of its first light attack helicopter. And the Ariane 5 celebrates its 50th launch. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for May 26th. I'm Paul Plack. An event aboard a Mitsubishi MU-2B has prompted the FAA to issue a special airworthiness information bulletin about risks of having loose equipment in the flight compartment, especially on the glare shield. It applies to all aircraft that have a glare shield installed above the instrument panel and is of particular concern to aircraft with windshield heating systems with exposed terminal strips. During the incident flight, thick black smoke filled the cockpit, and the crew made an emergency landing. It was discovered that a handheld GPS receiver and antenna had been set on the glare shield, and a metallic portion of the antenna had fallen across the terminals of the windshield heater. The FAA also reminds owners and operators that loose or portable equipment on the glare shield can obscure the field of view of the crew, can potentially influence the magnetic compass accuracy, and can become a hazard in turbulence. The first light attack helicopter to be produced domestically in India officially flew for the first time in Bangalore on Monday. India's Hindustan Aeronautics Limited built the LCH, which is expected to be combat ready in 4 to 5 years. The news site 2.6billion.com reports that the Indian Air Force has already ordered 65, while the Indian Army plans to acquire 114 of the aircraft. Indian Air Force Vice Chief Air Marshal P.K. Barbora said the LCH could eventually be exported to friendly countries. Defense Production Secretary R.K. Singh says a 4-year projection for delivery is a reasonable time frame. The LCH will be fitted with 20mm turret gun and can carry rockets, air-to-air or air-to-ground missiles on the weapon stations. The Italian Coast Guard has taken delivery of an AW-139 medium twin helicopter during an official ceremony held Monday at an Augusta Westland plant in Italy. It marks 2 milestones. It's the first of the type to enter service with the Italian Coast Guard and the 300th AW-139 delivered overall so far. Augusta Westland says the helicopter will be used for a range of missions, including maritime patrol, search and rescue, and emergency medical services. 3 more AW-139s will be delivered in the coming months. The 50th Ariane 5 launch has delivered another dual satellite payload into Earth orbit. An Ariane 5 ECA version lifted off Monday from the spaceport in French Guiana and successfully orbited the Astra 3B commercial telecommunications satellite for Luxembourg-based SES Astra, along with the Comsat BW-2 secure military relay spacecraft for Astrium GmbH on behalf of German Armed Forces. With Monday's mission, Ariane Space's workhorse heavy-lift launch vehicle has lofted payloads weighing a combined total of more than 661,000 pounds since its maiden liftoff in 1996. The next Ariane 5 launch will be next month, taking 2 communication satellites to orbit. Still ahead, Sporty's electronic E6B is now available for your favorite Apple toy. Amateur astronomers are making space secrecy difficult for the Air Force. And impressing prom dates keeps getting harder and harder. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, May 26th. I'm Paul Plack. The latest version of Sporty's best-selling electronic E6B is now available for Apple's iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. The app includes all the features of the traditional E6B, including 23 aviation functions, 14 conversions, and a timer. Each function can be selected from a plain English list, and the app prompts the user for required information. Entries are saved from previous calculations to avoid the need to re-enter data. Students will find the app useful, but it also includes more advanced features, such as top of descent, specific range, and required rate of climb. The timer can be set to count up or count down for timing approaches, holds, or for switching fuel tanks. There's also a clock function that shows home, local, and Zulu time. Sporty's E6B app costs $4.99. Just as the internet has made it impossible for politicians to ever live down a dumb statement or indiscreet moment, the tools available to amateur astronomers are limiting the secrecy achievable in military space launches. The Pentagon insists that last month's secretive launch of the X-37B UAV is not about offensive weaponry, and the Pentagon has officially denied that it's being used to test next-generation sensors for spy satellites. But the craft is visible at times with the naked eye, and it's being tracked by hobbyists, The New York Times reports that a group of amateur sky watchers has tracked the X-37B as it orbits the Earth. Ted Mulshan of Toronto says the spacecraft is passing over the same area once every 4 days, a fairly normal pattern for U.S. reconnaissance satellites. Amateur astronomers say they have tracked the ship from as far as 40 degrees north latitude to 40 degrees south, which would cover Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and North Korea. It appears to be in an orbit at about 255 miles in altitude, circling the Earth every 90 minutes, much like the shuttle, and it's thought to have a 9-month maximum mission duration. Brian Whedon of the Secure World Foundation, who is also a former Air Force officer, said the X-37B could prove to be a critical asset for rapid reconnaissance missions, but questions the need for all the secrecy. He told the Times that if the spacecraft can be located by a bunch of amateurs, then it's likely our enemies could find it as well. And finally today, inflation isn't just about currency or wages and prices. There seems to be an inflation in life expectations that climbs another notch every generation. A Central New York high school senior named Kyle Huff wanted to do something memorable for his high school prom this year, and limousines have apparently become passé. So he did some skillful negotiating, and for about the same money he'd have spent on a limo, he convinced Tender Loving Care Medical Services to fly him and his date, Amanda Marsley, on a scenic tour of several nearby towns before touching down about 7:15 p.m. for the prom at Lafayette Country Club. Syracuse.com reports the ride cost him about $390, or less than a third the helicopter's normal rate. Huff says it wasn't about trying to outdo anybody, that the point was just to do something outside the norm for his senior prom. But I'm guessing he also outdid everybody. You know, when I was a kid, it was a big deal just to get to borrow a nice two-door hardtop for the prom. My kids were in high school when the limo thing really started taking hold. Where will inflation take proms in the next generation?
Houston, we have a corsage.
That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, some insight into the job of air boss from a good one, Ralph Royce. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.